The grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. For the message today, I take verses from today's Gospel reading in John chapter 3, verses 14 to 18, where we read, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." This is the word of the Lord. Well, snake bite can be fatal, especially with the venomous snakes we have here in Australia. Some years ago, one of our Lutheran pastors, no longer with us, had a collection of different reptiles. On one occasion, he was bitten by a death adder, a highly venomous snake. Now, normally, anyone bitten by a death adder will die. But, as I understand it, this pastor immediately managed to treat himself with special anti-venom, and it saved his life. Although he became very ill because of the poison, that antidote saved his life. But that snake bite affected his health because the poison from the snake had gone through his system. However, with ongoing medication and treatment, he survived and was restored to health again. Now, we've all been affected by the poison of sin. And this terrible venom has gone right through our system and poisoned our whole being. It's affected our minds and thoughts, our desires and our will, our attitudes and decisions. And as a result, the effects of sin are seen in our actions and how we speak. And Jesus pointed this out very clearly when he said, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." And we're all born with this selfishness in our blood, and we can't get rid of it. No matter how much we pretend we've somehow overcome it, it's there all the time. And so, as the New Testament reminds us, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The end result of all this poison is certain death, eternal death. And we are utterly helpless to do anything about it, just as we confess in some of our worship orders that we are born in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. The only escape from it is God's healing antidote for sin. And that antidote comes to us through the cross of Jesus. But to bring this healing, Jesus, who was totally without sin, had to take it into his own system. And he had to bear the brunt of the viciousness of sin as he went to the cross. There, sin and evil raised its ugly head and struck at the innocent Son of God like it had never struck before. And he became the victim of all the venom of this human race's sin. A venom filled with violence and vindictiveness and viciousness. And as Jesus writhed in agony on that cross, he knew it was his heavenly Father's way to save mankind. But this is the way, John reminds us, this is the way God showed his love for the world. He gave his only Son, the sinless one, into that horrendous death with his judgment for our sin. But through Jesus' death, God's brought you, the world, and me healing. God brings new life. It's the healing of his forgiveness. Now, as we heard in the Old Testament reading for today, the people suffered snake bite and death because of their rebellion against God. But then, in his sheer mercy, and in response to Moses' prayer for the people, God healed them. And all they had to do was to look at what God was providing as a means of healing, to look at that bronze snake that God had directed Moses to make and put up there on a pole and for them to look at. Now, many must have shaken their heads that day when they were told this. What a ridiculous suggestion. A metal snake on a pole? How can that work? But it did. Everyone who looked at that bronze snake recovered. And now in our text here, John writes, as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. But this is the way God loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this next illustration in some years has been a Lenten backdrop in the sanctuary of St. Petri Church at Newry. And it reminds us, in a very fitting way, to keep looking to the cross of Jesus as God's way out for us, our only escape. Not a snake on a pole, but a man on a cross. The cross of Jesus is where you see God's antidote for your sin. So, look and believe. Now, we need this healing of forgiveness every day. We need this antidote for the rest of our lives. And if we have any doubts about that, just think back over the past week, what we've been like, the bad things we've said or done, or good things we haven't done, or how we're part of humanity's selfish abuse of God's good creation. We and our world need God's healing. And we'll just hold that slide for a moment, if we may. Here now, in our worship services every Sunday, God brings you this healing. And when you confess your sins to God, you're saying, I'm sick with sin, sick to death, and I need you to heal me again. And then God declares to you, through the absolution the pastor announces, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven, wiped away. Peace be with you. God heals you with his forgiveness again and again and again. And then in Holy Communion, he keeps giving you the healing effects of Christ's death and resurrection for you. This sacrament is a healing gift, God's antidote, because here you eat and drink of the body and blood of Jesus, once given into death for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Here, as you're invited to do so again this morning and come and partake of the sacrament of the Lord, as you receive the bread and wine, together with that, Christ is giving you his body and blood, and here you find forgiveness, healing, and new life again. So if you're worried about your sin or feel God won't accept you, look at the escape he's provided and the gift of new life that he gives in Christ. It's for bad people. It's for dying people. It's for us when we're anxious and unsettled. So he wants you to stop and look and believe his amazing grace for you, so you can enjoy the new life and the freedom he gives you. St. John writes, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to be its Saviour. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. Did you hear that? Whoever believes in him is not condemned. And Jesus himself also says in John chapter 5, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but has crossed over from death to life. You can trust God's antidote for your sin. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thank you again that you gave Jesus as a sacrifice to rescue us from sin and death, and that we can look to him and live. Amen.